You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Good afternoon. Welcome in once again. It's Jimmy B and TC on the airwaves with you here on a Tuesday. It's a Hawkeye Huddle Tuesday. As Dave Creighton Jr. and Brett Ridge will be by from 5 until 6 o'clock here tonight. But before that, plenty to get into. Jimmy B out on the road again today. He'll join us to kick off the opening segment. We'll talk some Cyclones with Alex Halstead. The news today, torn meniscus for Solomon Young, what that means for Iowa State in the final 2 weeks of the regular season into the Big 12 tournament. Also some baseball talk today as Nick Nelson from Twins Daily will stop by. The Twins making some noise over the weekend. Started with Annabelle Sanchez, didn't get real excited about that. A little bit more excited about Jake Odorizzi, and we'll get into that and talk some baseball as things are happening down in Fort Myers with the Minnesota Twins. That'll come up at about 4:40 this afternoon, but we go out to the road, and Jimmy B is there. What's happening, Brinson?
Just another lovely day in the neighborhood, pal. You know that. Look how beautiful it is outside. Okay, maybe not. Look, I'm really, this is upsetting if you're a Cyclone fan, because you just cannot catch a break with anybody. They got guys hurt. Wyler Babb, his knee situation. Now you got Solomon Young. This has been a tough season. I mean, not just the losses for the Cyclones and likewise for Iowa, but just all of the issues that the coaching staff at Iowa State has had to go through with players not being available. So I don't know what to make of this one, Trent. I've never done a meniscus before. I've only torn an ACL, and I know that that's, that'll take care of the end of the season. But I don't know if they can go in with the scope on a meniscus and repair that easily, and he might be back in, you know, in a couple of weeks. I don't know that procedure.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, how this kind of played out, and sound like he'd been playing through some pain for a little bit while, and it's time, right? I mean, the hopes of NCAA tournament a couple different times this year, I was trying to pull out hope and try to find a path and try to find a way for this team to get in there. Well, we know now that's not going to be happening. Short of winning the Big 12 Conference Tournament, winning four games in 4 days, that is off the cards. So get them right, get them healthy. More importantly, probably don't do any more damage to them. Then you roll from there and get ready for 2018, 2019. And with it, Jimmy B, some news, they're not going to be, you know, if they get an invitation to the CBI or CIT, they will not be accepting invitations to that. So it's NIT or bust for this team. That means at minimum, they're going to have to go 2-2 here and then win a game in the Big 12 Conference Tournament. That's just to be at 500. So you couple that with it's much more difficult to make the NIT. Back before, if you were 500, you're in. You're a major conference team. You're 500. You were going to get the invite. That's not the case anymore. So be interested to see how this thing plays out, but just a rough year. There were the great moments. There are some great home victories, and a rebuilding year. That's something that you can build on. You can, you know, think back to those victories, how well they played against Texas Tech, the West Virginia victory. That'll be one that I'll certainly remember for a long time. Yeah, you beat your in-state team. Some good positives to take away, but it was a rebuilding year. We thought that coming into the season. There's been a couple of bright spots, but this is what happens to a lot of programs. And not a lot of programs can have the recent history that Iowa State has had. Six consecutive NCAA tournaments. There's not many programs in the country that have that.
No, they should. Fans should sit back and say, hey, look, we were good for a long time, and we just had a setback here. But they're going to be good again next year, or at least on paper, it appears that they're going to be really good next year. So that's the positive for Iowa State. I'm trying to think back, Trent, where I've seen college teams just get wiped out with so many players getting banged up like this. And can you think of anything in recent history, like in the last 5 or 6 years, that you can remember college teams just losing one good player after the next?
Oh, Notre Dame's kind of had that.
They've had that run, yes. Yeah. Yes, but with Bonzi Colson, they lost Farrell for a while. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is correct. Absolutely correct, yep.
So it does
and that loss, and that loss last night pretty much did hit Notre Dame.
You would think so, yeah. They're definitely they're on the outside looking in, at least in terms of the RPI. You know, KenPom still has them 33rd. I saw that today. They're still highly ranked, and we'll see what the metric is. But, yeah, they're a completely different team. So with what they've had, not just that, you know, you mentioned Farrell. Pfluger was out for a while. Harvey was out for a while. They've had all kinds of injuries this season, and the biggest one, obviously, that you mentioned, Bonzi Colson. But teams go through this. It happens over the course of the season. You just hope it's not you. And the other part about it is Iowa State, this was not a season that they could withhold it. It's not like, you know, there were some younger guys that maybe normally weren't anticipated to be part of the rotation. You had a light roster. You had two guys on scholarship sitting out this season because of transfers in Shayok and Jacobson. So that already pares you down a little bit. And they didn't have a full complement of 13 scholarship players this season. So that just takes it another step further and kind of finds yourself in the spot that they are. And now you're playing a TCU team coming up that is fighting for their NCAA tournament lives. You know, they really need to pile up victories here, and they're going to come in hungry. You'd have to assume that they're going to come in wanting to play their best basketball, knowing that the NCAA tournament, though, they're still in pretty good shape. There's certainly no lock right now.
No, I agree with you on that. And, you know, look, even watching Oklahoma get hammered last night by Kansas, you know, these are the things that, you know, now you shake your head. Is Oklahoma at one time number 4 in the country, and now, Trent, they've been on a losing skid that people just are going, what is going on with the Sooners? So it's amazing what is happening. And we said that the Big 12 was going to beat each other up, and going down the stretch, that's exactly what has been happening. Look what Baylor's done right now, winning 4 or 5 in a row. So this is a conference that had really good teams at the beginning, and now some of those really good teams are struggling. And it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out at the end and who needs to do what in the conference tournament in Kansas City.
A lot of teams still with a lot to play for. Oklahoma State, Iowa State on the outside looking in. Even Oklahoma State, they get a run here in their schedule over the final 2 weeks. They get Texas Tech this week, and, well, Texas Tech battling at the top still. You know, a road game, you never know there. They go to Texas, they go to Iowa State, and they finish up with the Kansas team, who they beat in Lawrence. So, you know, Oklahoma State isn't even out of this right now, which is just absolutely crazy to say. But it's been a great season of the Big 12. It really has. Not so much for different aspects, though, for Louisville. And Jimmy B, I wanted to get into this with you today. Your thoughts on Louisville, the banner taken down already in the KFC Yum Center in Louisville, vacating a national championship. Your takeaway from the news from today.
Trent, you and I watched it. Who won that game? Who won the game? Louisville won the game. So from that aspect, fans can always say, hey, we won. I don't know what this means. Remember they took away wins from Ohio State over guys getting tattoos and in football? I don't understand this aspect of it. It's amazing to me. Fans know who won the game. Louisville won the game. So from that aspect, you're not going to say, well, the other team now gets the NCAA championship. No, they don't. They lost. So this is a real head-scratcher to me. Look, you punish the school, and that has been done. But to say, all right, you got to take the banner down, I don't know. I mean, fans know. I mean, the players know who won the game. The media knows who won the game. So I don't know, Trent. I think maybe it's a talking point for maybe today and tomorrow, and then it probably goes away. Look, if this were Iowa or Iowa State and they had won a national title and then this happened, people that went out and bought national championship pennants and cut out newspaper articles and hung them up on their man cave wall and whatever, they're still going to go down there and say, "Life, we won. We We won that. It's right there in black and white. We won. I don't know what this means by the NCAA just to do that. They're punishing the school as it is, but I've never kind of fathomed why they would say, okay, we're going to take wins away.
It doesn't ease the pain at all. I don't think Michigan fans are jumping up and down today. Hey, look, we're actually national champions. And you look, a part of that, it wasn't just the national championship team. It was the teams that made the NCAA tournament. You remember a year or two later after that national championship run, they played you and I in the round of 32 in a 4-5 matchup, and they beat the Panthers pretty handily there. Well, they're playing with the stacked deck. They were a cheating program, and I'm going to put my reputation, what little of it I have, on the line and say that Ben Jacobson doesn't cheat like Patino in Louisville. But you know what? Do you get to put another Sweet 16 on the ledger for Ben Jacobson? Is that going to go into the annals of history for you and I? No. I remember that game on a Sunday night and losing to Louisville. And Louisville and Montrezl Harrell dominating inside and playing very well against Tuttle. That's the memories that we have. So you don't get anything for this. This doesn't change anything. And the NCAA, on top of it, they don't award a championship then to Michigan. Just, it's good that every once in a while cheaters get caught. And that's the only takeaway, at least from me. But
I'm with you. I'm with you that cheaters get caught. I'm with you on that. And they're being punished for that now. But just to say, okay, you have to take the banner down. All right. Okay, we'll take it down, but we still know who won. Mm-hmm. And it's just what you said, that Ben Jacobson's not going out saying, they're saying we won that game. No, you didn't. You lost the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody knows. I don't get it, Trent. Look, I get the punishment aspect of it, but I don't know what all this rigmarole by the NCAA to do. I don't know. Maybe if the NCAA could go out and pound their chest and say, hey, look what we did. I don't know if it really means that much.
Not really. In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't have a whole lot, certainly, there with that. All right, Jimmy B, as we get ready here for spring training already underway, free agents out there, I see a little note. Jake Arrieta talking with the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, we've seen some guys start to come off the board. We're going to talk some baseball a little bit later on with Nick Nelson. But Arrieta, he is a Boris client. He wants the big money. What do you think is going to be, finally, the deal that gets Jake Arrieta signed?
Boy, that's a good question. Look, he's already got a ring, so he doesn't have to worry about being on a team that is going to contend for a World Series opportunity, and the Phillies are not going to be that. So now, Trent, is it just all about the dollars? Do you just take which club offers you the best deal, and you take the money and run? I mean, that's the way I look at it right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's right, and that's what you have. 4 years, $100 million, you sign
million?
Up.
Yeah.
He's aging. I just don't know what kind of deal. You know, from my circle, you know, following the Twins, there's people, they'll just go out there and offer him a one-year, $30 million contract. I don't see Arrieta going back to the well. He wants something long-term, and what we've seen in the regression out of him, I'd be in the same market. I'd be doing the exact same thing if I was him. I don't think he was seeking over $200 million. That's not going to happen. It's just not. We've seen with what's happened. Look at you, Darvish. Younger, better at this point in his career. He got 5 years, 126. Jake Arrieta's not getting $200 million. And you know what? I'd be surprised if he gets even close to the same contract that Darvish does. That was 5-1-26.
I was gonna say between 90 and 100.
Yeah.
That was gonna be my guess. And I'm with you with just what we just talked about. Look, you got the ring, so why not now just take the money? But look, Scott Boras runs Major League Baseball. He's got so many clients, and he's the guy that pretty much dictates what people get. And so I will say this about him. He does get a lot of money for his clients normally. And I'm sure that he'll probably get some really good deal for Arrieta. But My guess is it's going to be that 90 to 100.
We'll see what happens there. Jimmy B., you have a good one. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right, pal. See you then.
Jimmy B. checking in from the road. We'll turn our attention next over to a little Cyclone talk. We hit on Solomon Young, his injury with the meniscus, what that means for Iowa State in the short term, and also a long-term outlook with Alex Helstead. We'll get into that with him coming up on the other side. A lot of Cyclone talk. Again, the Hawkeye Huddle from 5 until 6 o'clock as well today. We got baseball talk from 4:40 until the top of the hour as well with Nick Nelson. Busy show here on a Tuesday. It's Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it, a new year upon us, a happy 2018. I know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
I light the night for my dad.
I light the night for my daughter.
I light the night to end blood cancer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night brings together survivors and supporters to bring light to the darkness of cancer and to help fund life-saving research. About every 3 minutes in America, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Advances made in blood cancer research are leading to treatments for many cancers and other serious diseases. Help light the path to cures. Join Light the Night today.
Sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Outsmart the flu. The Exergen Temporal Scanner is the number one thermometer preferred by pediatricians. Protect your family. Rely on Exergen.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve visibility and save $8 instantly when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Bosch Icon wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get premium blades that ensure clear vision, plus earn double points on this purchase during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
To grow my business, I've got a plan. Step one, be smarter about how I spend my money. Step two, go to my local Staples. Why? See step one.
Staples has lots of smart ways to save your business money. Now an HP laptop with an Intel Core i3 processor is just $389.99. That's $140 off.
Another smart move? Get there early. You don't want to miss out.
Staples. Shopping smart equals saving big. While supplies last. Valid on SKU 272-1077. Ends 2/24/18.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
Show your loyalty to the animals by becoming a member of the Loyal Friends Club at ARL. It's easy to join. All you have to do is make a recurring monthly donation of your choice, even as little as $5 a month, and you're part of the club. The care of one animal for one day is $15, and with hundreds of animals in our care, we rely on people like you to help us continue caring for the animals until they find their forever home. Join the Loyal Friends Club by visiting arl-iowa.org or call 515-473-9107.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy V and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Trent kind of running solo here today. Brinson checking in from the road there on the opening segment. Right now we're going to talk some Iowa State basketball and a little football as well. Alex Halstead joins us, CycloneAlert.com, part of 24/7 Sports, as he joins us this afternoon. What's happening, Alex?
Not too much. Seems like it's kind of been a little busy, especially you mentioned basketball there. It's been busy for basketball and at least four more regular season games, so we'll see how these next couple weeks go as they kind of, limp to the end of the season.
Yeah, losers of four out of their last five now, and varying degrees of success and opportunities in those games. Feels like a team, though, limited depth. Now the injury's starting to pile up. Just feels like a team that they've run out of steam, if you will.
Yeah, you know, I think they've had some tough losses, you know, obviously early in the season or early in the Big 12 part of the season. And, you know, they've been competitive in some of these games the last few weeks, but they just haven't found ways to finish them. You know, they played decent at Texas Tech. They've played well for halves, you know, a couple of times, but they just haven't been able to find a way to put it all together. And they've got a couple opportunities, you know, two home games. They've been playing well at home, you know, TCU and Oklahoma State. You know, they're both winnable games at home, but, you know, like you said, now they're dealing with some of the depth issues that have kind of plagued them all season, but especially now here towards the home stretch. And so even these games that on paper are a little bit more winnable at home and, you know, against teams that aren't necessarily in the top half of the conference, you know, still have all these other issues to deal with.
Well, and one of the big ones that we find out today, Solomon Young going to have that left knee checked out. Torn meniscus, two tears, in fact, in the meniscus, and going to have surgery today. So going to be getting that fixed, and, well, Solomon Young certainly out for the rest of the regular season here. Well, we've heard of injuries like this, though. You don't have any big concerns about long-ranging implications, right?
No, I mean, this is an injury that he's actually been playing on, you know, for at least the last three games. You know, they've been calling it a cartilage issue, you know, really to us. And, you know, we talked to Solomon, I think, once about it when kind of right in the middle when he was playing through it. And he wasn't doing contact stuff in practice, but he was getting himself ready with enough rest to go play through these games. And he averaged, I think, 10.3 points and 5 rebounds per game in those three games he played on it. So it's a situation where he could have probably kept playing the next 2 weeks, but there's the question of can it keep getting worse? You know, this isn't a Babb-like injury where it's tendonitis and it can't necessarily get worse. And you're just playing through the pain. This is something that maybe could get worse if he keeps playing on it. And so I think, you know, they just made the decision, like you said, two tears in the left knee, and so they're just going to get it fixed. And I don't think it's a major surgery. It's, you know, more of the scope type surgery, and so it's not something that's going to put him out really long term. It's not like an ACL tear. So that's the positive, but they probably will be without him now for the rest of the season.
All right, the other injuries that you mentioned, Nick Weiler, Babb, Hans Brace. What's the latest that you can tell us about those two and their availability going forward?
So Hans Brace returned to practice yesterday, or he was supposed to, and so he's expected to be in uniform Wednesday. Whether he'll play, I think, was going to depend on how yesterday and today go, but Steve Frome thinks he's going to try to give it a go to play at least at some point this season, and now with Solomon Young out, I think maybe that urgency picks up a little bit. You know, for Hans Brace, I think he wants to play, you know, if he can play, he wants to, because, you know, his college, not only his college career, but probably his basketball career is coming to an end. You know, with the injuries he's had, he's probably not a guy that's going to have much luck playing overseas and that sort of thing, because he hasn't really been hurt. He's just been sore now from the knees. And so I think, you know, the end of his basketball career is in sight, and I think he wants to play as much as he can. And now with Solomon Young out, I think that urgency ramps up a little bit more too. So, you know, I think Prohm said he anticipates seeing Brace again this year, but he obviously couldn't say for certain. But he's supposed to be in uniform tomorrow, and then we'll see if he plays. And then, you know, Nick Wilder-Babb, I think it's kind of up to, you know, Nick now what to do. He was in Dallas yesterday meeting with a more of a specialist on his type of injury. Now, everything we've been told is that it's a tendonitis injury in that right knee, and that, you know, it really can't get worse, and there's not much they can really do to heal it. It's just kind of rest and time. And, you know, he's missed four games, MRI came back fine, played the last two games, and now we saw the doctor in Dallas yesterday. So he got back today, and, you know, we asked Prohm, you know, what, maybe just shut him down. You know, is that a possibility? He said that's kind of up to Nick. He said that if he thinks that's best for him, that he'll support it. But if he can play through it, then he'll play through it. So I don't know if we'll know until tomorrow for sure, but I think that one, unless the doctors found something yesterday that's worse than just the tendonitis, it's just a matter of does he want to play through it? Can he play through it? And, you know, I guess we'll find that out maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll find that out and see what those guys, what they're going to be able to give to them. And, you know, meeting with the specialist, I don't know, that just kind of struck me as a little bit odd, right? If it's just tendonitis, and I say just not dealing with tendonitis, but why meeting with the specialist? Could there be a little bit more concern there?
Well, I think some of it, and I don't want to say that there's issues between the family and Iowa State. Prohm said that everybody's been on the same page from Mike Babb, Nick's father, to, you know, Vic Miller, the Iowa State trainer, to the Iowa State doctors, to Prohm. You know, they've all been in communication for the last few weeks, but I think the specialist was more of, you know, Nick's side. I think they wanted, in Steve Prohm's words yesterday, were to get another set of eyes on it. I think Babb is frustrated with it a little bit, and not that he doesn't trust that the MRI came back okay and everything, but I think maybe he thought, you know, rest and stuff was going to heal it, and it hasn't felt much better. You know,
Sure. Like
we've talked about, this is something that's gone back to the summer. You know, when we would talk about Cap City League, aside from Cameron Lard not being there a lot, Nick Babb sat out quite a bit too,
right. And
that was because of the same issue, and we didn't know as much about it at the time as we do now. But this has been lingering, and so I think maybe he's getting fed up with it not getting better, and I guess this doctor has dealt with it before. So
okay. That
I think this was more on Babb's side, like his family wanted to go down there. And it is interesting because, you know, everyone says he's okay, and it's just a matter of playing through pain, but obviously they wanted some kind of second opinion.
Yeah, I think that makes a little bit more sense and certainly gives a better overview of things. Good work there, Alex. Alex Halstead joining us, 24/7 Sports. Finally, just the sad, sad news of what Donovan Jackson, his father, passing away. We will see if he goes, if he doesn't make his way back from Milwaukee. Yeah, completely understand it. But what just a terrible story for a guy not that old and his father passing away.
Yeah, I think, you know, his father, I want to say he was 52 years old and had just turned 52 a few days ago before he passed away. And Iowa State got back from Kansas State Saturday, and, you know, Steve Prohm said he was just at home, and Cameron Lard called him and said that, you know, that Donovan Jackson's father had passed away. And so, you know, Prohm said he went right over to his apartment and I think spent the day with him Sunday before Jackson went back to Milwaukee. And Prohm said he anticipates that he'll come back for the game Wednesday. He said, either way, he said he obviously understands. You know, for some players, they want to get back, and kind of basketball becomes that distraction or healing part. And he thinks that's probably, after talking with Jackson, he thinks that's probably what he'll do, and then leave probably after the game to go back to Milwaukee. But, you know, I don't think that's a certainty, but, you know, it sounded like he would come back and try to play, and kind of like you said, it's a tough thing, but I think maybe use it as a little bit of a distraction for at least a few hours.
Yeah, that's all you can hope for. So the final stretch here, I know there's been talk and speculation. Would they accept an invitation to the CBI if the NIT doesn't happen? Sounds like that's a pretty solid no from Iowa State.
Yeah, by all accounts, the only thing they would go to is the NIT. And, you know, a couple of days ago, Prohm used the word postseason tournament. And so, you know, he was referencing, obviously, the NIT and not the NCAA tournament, barring a miraculous run in Kansas City. So, but, yeah, it doesn't sound like they'd go anywhere but the NIT. And the NIT, you know, you think about Solomon Young out, and maybe if Nick Wilder-Babb's out, you'd even be shorthanded there. But I think they'd still probably go to get guys like Cameron Lard and Lindell Wigginton and Terrence Lewis and some of those guys some work, you know, because the NIT, I think, is good for teams like Iowa State as opposed to, I can't imagine Monte Morris and some of those guys would ever enjoy the NIT, but I think some guys like this could use it because it's just more games and more practices.
Always a good thing, and certainly something needed. I guess the saving grace with everything going on with the team and the roster right now, and maybe we'll get to see a little bit more Terrence Lewis and Jacoby Long, and we've been kind of waiting for that time. Looks like maybe the time is now.
Yeah, it sounds like Terrence Lewis for sure is going to get some. I imagine both of them will. But we actually talked to Terrence Lewis. I can't remember the last time we had talked to him, but we talked to him yesterday before practice. And, you know, he said he views these next few games or whatever stretch it is, you know, as an opportunity for himself. He said it's kind of been, I think, frustrating at times shot-wise because he's obviously comes in as a shooter and hasn't been hitting shots. But he said that he said at least, I don't know, you know, we don't know if he's telling us the truth, but he said he's been dealing with this all well, you know, the ups and downs of the season, that he's just trying to stay in the gym. You know, his dad's obviously a coach, and so I think his dad has helped him a little bit with that. He said his dad's been frustrated at times, but at the same time, you know, it's kind of helped him through it. So this is his opportunity. He got a little bit of an opportunity at Baylor and had some open looks and just missed a couple of them, and so I think that kind of added to it, but, you know, tomorrow especially, he should get an opportunity, and, you know, this is kind of his time to make the most of it.
Yeah, absolutely, and he's got to deliver now. You know, he's going to have some opportunities, get some more run, and he hasn't shot it like I certainly thought he was going to this year, and an opportunity now certainly is going to be had for Terrence Lewis, and some big minutes maybe coming here over the final 2 weeks. All right, Alex, jumping over to a little bit of football before we let you run. Already looking to that 2019 class, Iowa State with a great jump already with this class and some prospects. But you had an article last week I wanted to touch on over at CycloneAlert.com. Gavin Williams, kid from over in Southeast Polk, have called a number of his high school games. He is a load for a high school running back and a kid that was just a sophomore last year. Still down the line, a 2020 recruit. But tell us a little bit about your conversation with Gavin Williams and some of the schools that are going to be involved with him and just how good this guy has a chance to be. He is put together, I'll tell you that much, for a running back at the high school level.
Yeah, you know, this is a kid that Iowa State got in after his freshman season, you know, pretty quickly. And so, you know, I think at the time people were like, man, that's really far out. But now all of a sudden he's through two seasons getting ready for his junior year, and it's getting closer to a time when kids can make a decision, especially if you're going to stay in state at Iowa or Iowa State. Sometimes those kids do decide earlier. And so it's actually starting to become more of a realistic thing, I think, for most fans, whereas, you know, back a year or two ago, people were like, who is this guy? Why are they offering a kid in 2020? But right now, we have our initial 2020 rankings out, and he's the number 83 overall player in the country, a four-star running back. And I think a lot of that's just the projection of what you said. He's kind of well put together. And when you look at his numbers, I don't think he's had a 1,000-yard rushing season yet, but last year he had close to 800 yards rushing, and I think more than 400 yards catching. And so he's a guy that Iowa State likes that. You know, when you see what they use David Montgomery as, you know, a 30 to 40 catches between the 30-40 catch range, you know, they want to pass their running backs, and so they've really liked that. And Iowa State built a really, really good relationship with them because they were in so early on him. Iowa has offered now in the last, I think, several months, maybe back in the fall. So he now has both in-state offers, and he told me those are the two main schools talking to him. And I think the last visit was a big one for him because he got back to Iowa State, and he had developed a pretty good relationship with Lou Ieni, who obviously is now at Northwestern. But new running backs coach Nate Shieldhouse comes from Illinois, and he spent a lot of time with him. And, you know, I think they were able to connect because Shieldhouse is 27 years old, and so he's been pretty good with younger, you know, recruits so far. But Williams, I don't think he's in a hurry, but I think he really likes Iowa State, and he's been to Iowa several times now too. And so I think right now it's a battle between those two schools. And like you said, still early, but it's getting closer to his junior year, and then all of a sudden, you know, September 1st, schools can start contacting juniors, and I think his recruitment will really pick up from there.
Going to be a fun one to keep an eye on, and a lot others coming on down the pike for Iowa State. Alex Halstead, 24/7 Sports. Appreciate your time as always, Alex. Try to talk again next week, all right?
Yep, thanks. Talk to you later.
That's Alex Halstead joining us here on the program. Quick timeout on the other side. We go from some Cyclone talk over, and we head it north. No, not north to Ames. Past that to Minneapolis. Well, the Minnesota Twins aren't there right now. Nick Nelson from Twins Daily. We'll talk some Minnesota Twins baseball. Forgot to ask Alex. Alex, also a Twins fan. His thoughts on the signings was going to get to that, but ran out of time. We'll talk Twins on the other side. Nick Nelson will join us. Off-season baseball, well, it is over. Spring training is here. Our baseball report's getting started. Nick Nelson joins us next. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, West Des Moines and Urbandale.
Special Olympics Iowa will host the annual Warren County Polar Plunge on Saturday, February 24th at Lake Aquabie in Indianola. The Polar Plunge is a signature fundraiser for Special Olympics and offers a unique opportunity for individuals and organizations to raise money and support Special Olympics Iowa athletes by jumping into the frigid waters. All you have to do is raise $75 and register for the event online at soiowa.org/polar-plunge. You can register individually or as a team. All of the proceeds from the plunge go back to the over 14,000 athletes in Iowa and fund the Special Olympic programs they participate in. The Polar Plunge will start at noon on February 24th with a post-party to follow. There's still plenty of time to sign up, so head on over to soiowa.org/polar-plunge today.
Tonight's forecast going to be much colder, windy out there, but it will be dry with partly cloudy skies, a low near 10 degrees, wind chill values near zero, then partly sunny, chilly, and dry on Wednesday with a high of 28. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
Sponsored by Serta, it's the Serta President's Day event. Get a free box spring or save up to $500 on a Serta adjustable set. Visit SertaRetailers.com. Experience Serta comfort today at Archer Home Center in Adel.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email, so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. grasshopper.com/radio.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
Saturday on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball. It's a heavyweight battle in the SEC as Texas A&M hosts Kentucky. Hi, it's Greg Daniels. Join Doug Gottlieb and me for all the action as Tyler Davis and the Aggies look to avenge an early season loss to Kevin Knox and the Wildcats. It's the Texas A&M Aggies and the Kentucky Wildcats. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here
on 1700 KBGG.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio.
two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
Trent Kata back with you on a Tuesday. It's a Hawkeye Huddle Tuesday. Dave Creighton Jr., Brett Ridge, they'll be in with me from 5 until 6 o'clock tonight talking all things Hawkeyes. But right now, time to turn our attention over to baseball. Yes, folks, even with the ice storm, I'm thinking baseball. And I know our next guest is as well. He's Nick Nelson from Twins Daily, as he joins us this afternoon. What's happening, Nick?
Oh, not too much. How you doing, Trent?
Doing well. Good to talk to you again. The offseason was a pretty interesting one, to say the very least. We know the Twins were looking for pitching, starting pitching and bullpen help. They made some moves in the bullpen, but it took a while. Then all of a sudden, over the last 4 days, a couple of acquisitions. So this offseason, though, from a Twins perspective, and then nationally, just your takeaway of this goofy offseason.
Yeah, it's hard to know what to make of it, really. You know, it was interesting to see the Twins be seemingly legitimately in on the top free agent starter and basically the top trade candidate on the market. You know, according to official reports, and they made an offer to Darvish worth over $100 million, and they made a trade offer for Chris Archer, which who knows how legitimate the offer was, but. You know, it's good to see the effort, at least for those guys. I know that doesn't mean a lot to some people, but, yeah, it's obviously a peculiar offseason, and things at least opening up here in the past few days, not just for the Twins, but kind of across the league. And it's good to at least see some players come in and at least some intriguing moves. Certainly a bit of a letdown based on kind of what we were built up hoping for.
Yeah, you, Darvish, that was the apple of many people's eye. Jake Arrieta still out there on the market. Are the Twins done as it pertains to starting pitching, or do you think there's still another move that could be had before we get to the start of the season?
You know, there are reports out there that I've heard that they're keeping their eyes open and they're open-minded about possibly, you know, getting another free agent starter. A lot of guys still out there, of course. I have a hard time seeing that. I think they're kind of overcrowding the ranks a little bit. You know, if there's a really good offer that falls in their laps, or a deal for someone like Cobb or Lynn, I guess it's not unthinkable, but it seems pretty clear that their goal right now is to maintain flexibility going forward, and they've been able to do that with the guys they've gotten. I don't think they're going to be able to get Cobb or Lynn on less than a 3-year deal, you know, even if the demand really drops.
So, Nick, I want to get your thoughts on the two newest acquisitions. Let's go in reverse order. And the one that made me certainly more excited than the former, Jake Odorizzi. Now, we've heard about Alex Cobb, as you mentioned, a free agent formerly of Tampa, the possibility there going even further, and maybe Archer being available via trade. But Odorizzi had been kind of lurking in the background, not sure what Tampa was going to do. He's not an ace, but a nice solid starter. How much upside do you still believe is in there for Jake Odorizzi that the Twins maybe could be find a way to pull out of him?
It's a good question. You know, I mean, he's obviously not on the level of some of these other guys that we've been talking about, but there was a time where he seemingly could have been on that level. I mean, he was a first-round draft pick back when he was first came into the league, developed into one of the top pitching prospects in the game, and was a primary piece of that package, of course, with the big James Shields, Will Myers trade that went down in 2012 with the Royals. So, you know, he has had some good years. He hasn't exactly developed into the player that people hope, but he's got some good stuff. He's had some really good stretches. He gets strikeouts. And, you know, of course, the Twins hired a pitching analytics specialist out of the Tampa Bay system in December. So that guy's going to have some unique insights into Ortiz's game and maybe things that they could do or tweak to try to get him better. So, you know, with the sort of brain trust that the Salvi has assembled of sort of pitching specialists, analytics gurus, and really intelligent Ivy League educations in the Twins front office, I'm very interested, to say the least, in what kind of alterations and adjustments that can help Ortiz make to get him back on track. The big thing to me is he's still only 28 years old.
Yeah, 28 years old, and a guy that, you know, some of his peripheral numbers were very similar. Others had increased. His FIP was over 5 last season, but velocity was good. It wasn't like there was a dip in velocity, anything like that. Is there any concerns, though, that there might be some kind of injury lurking in there? Do you think, for the most part, it's a pitcher. It could never be completely off the board, but it isn't a huge concern. Where are you with that?
I mean, I haven't heard anything to indicate that to me, and I guess I don't really see anything in the numbers that would indicate it. You know, as you mentioned, the velocity stayed consistent, which is usually a pretty good sign. But the fact that he wasn't able to develop more of a market, I mean, the Rays, by all accounts, were trying to trade him all offseason. And the most they could get was sort of a second or third tier shortstop prospect from the Twins for a guy who is fairly cheap, fairly accomplished, and is under control for 2 more years. That seems like a warning sign to me. I don't really know what to make of that. But, you know, as far as I know, no injury issues or anything like that, and the Twins are kind of putting all their eggs in his basket, really, in making him their sole sort of major acquisition, it appears.
On the other side, the other one that they picked up as it pertains to starting pitching for the Minnesota Twins was Anibal Sanchez. That one was met with mixed reactions, we'll say, on Friday late afternoon on the Friday news dump. Most of it negative. Your thoughts on that? A guy that, now you just go back a few years, he had some excellent, excellent numbers, but certainly has tailed off the last 2 seasons.
Yeah, that one definitely made me cringe when I saw it, and I'm certain I'm not alone. You know, what's interesting is that the Twins have seen Sanchez at his worst in the last couple of years. I looked it up, and he faced the Twins more than any other team last year, and I think he had some of his worst numbers against them, like an ERA close to 9. And the year before that, he made more starts against the Indians than any other team. He made 4 starts against them and went 0-4 with an ERA over 10, so... You know, Falvey and the Twins front office are very familiar with this guy. They've seen his warts up close, and you know they still saw something that they think they can fix, and they see some upside there. So, you know, given the intelligence in the front office and sort of some of the savvy moves they've been able to make so far, I'm a little more intrigued. You know, I'm giving them enough credit and benefit of the doubt to think maybe there really is something here. But there's really no 2 other ways to paint it. I mean, Sanchez has been one of the worst pitchers in the league over the last 2 years, and if he continues to pitch like that for the Twins, especially if they give him a roster spot and he's taking away opportunities from someone else, that's going to be pretty bad.
Yeah, that's not the case. Well, Nick, there's plenty of other storylines than just starting pitching for the Twins as spring training is underway. Let's go to Miguel Sano as the investigation continues to linger and people wondering what's going to happen with that. There's also reports from down there that, well, yes, he had surgery and had that metal rod inserted into his leg, but I don't think he was spending a whole lot of time in the on the exercise bike. It's like he was busy eating cheeseburgers in the offseason. A hefty Miguel Sano.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he had much of a choice to condition, which is the unfortunate thing, you know. It seemed like people were trying to light a fire under him a little bit last year, and there was sort of a sense within the organization being distilled through some of the local columnists that maybe Sano wasn't doing the things he needed to keep his weight in control, keep himself moving and agile the way he has been, keep himself at third base for a few more years. And, you know, to have an injury that basically does make you immobile for several weeks is obviously going to make that really difficult to do anything about or address. So They've been pretty candid in acknowledging since he got down to camp that the conditioning was an issue. So I guess we're just going to have to see how it goes. It's all sort of up in the air right now, I think. It seems like he's at least getting around and moving well down there. And, hopefully he can get up to speed by opening day. But I think that that's no assurance.
You know, he's a big guy. He's never going to be, just a guy that's going to be flying around the bases or anything like that. But it seems like this topic comes up. Is this more generated by, provocateurs like me on the radio and Royce and the columnists up there? Or is this a real concern? This guy is still young, but wait, what is this, the second time in 3 years that this has become a pretty big spring trading story?
I think it's a combination of both. I think there is, to an extent, it gets blown out of proportion. And I think the danger of having columnists write these kind of articles, even if they may be grounded in truth and accurate reflections of sort of concerns within the organization, is that fans are going to take off with them. And they, a lot of times going to share the worst, that he is late, that he's not putting in the work. That this is somehow on him if his progression starts to stall out, which maybe to an extent, but I think your key point there is that he's a big boy. I mean, he's genetic. He's just a large man, and he's going to be a large man either way. There are certain steps he can take, I think, to try to keep that under control, and hopefully he'll be able to get back to doing that once he gets past this injury. But, I think at the rate things are going, he's going to be one of the heaviest players in the major leagues, and it's pretty tough to see him sticking in the infield, if not just in the field in general, with that being the case, if it continues to go that way.
So as spring training begins, Nick, where's your expectations for this team? A surprise last year getting into the playoffs as a wild card team, losing that game to the Yankees. I'm sure expectations in Minneapolis certainly are raised going into this season. Where's your baseline for expectations? Competitive playoff team competing with the Indians for the division title. Where are you at as you look at this team here on February 20th?
To me, I guess my expectation going in would be for them to finish right around where they did last year. I think, there's going to be improvements from some of the younger guys, hopefully, taking steps forward. They brought in some good bullpen help, and Odorizzi and hopefully Sanchez can be additions that can help move the rotation forward. But you've got to offset that to some extent with the regression from other guys, Irvin Santana being out for at least a month. And a few of these other things. So right now, I guess my expectation would be that they'd finish in that same 83 to 86 wins window. But obviously, a lot of that is going to be dependent on some of these guys. If Byron Buxton takes that steps forward and is the same hitter he was in the second half last year or anything close to it, he's an MVP candidate and a guy that can almost single-handedly carry the team to several extra wins. If Sano is able to come back with a force, that's a game changer. So it really is going to be on some of these internally young guys that are coming back, being able to sort of influence the team's fortune. And that's why all of the moves that they made this offseason were always going to be sort of secondary to that.
Good stuff. Hey, Nick, as always, good catching up with you. I know you're heading to Florida. Try to catch up with you then down in Florida and get some more reports on the Twins. Thanks for your time today.
Sounds good. I'd love to chat again then. Take it easy, Trent.
Nick Nelson, Twins Daily, joining us here. One thing's for certain, I don't think there's just going to be five teams in the American League finishing with better than a .500 record. That was the case last year as the Twins got in. We got the Hawkeye Huddle next on 1700.
Brandon Tierney. We are Tiki and Tierney giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
Make plans to bring your family to Children and Families of Iowa's Kid Fest, presented by the Viridian Credit Union, March the 2nd through the 4th, the Iowa State Fairgrounds. It's fun for the entire family. Bounce houses, live entertainment, youth talent show, and everybody's favorite mascot. Superheroes and cartoon characters will be there as well. Details are available online at cfiowa.org. Cfiowa.org, and we'll see you at Kids Fest.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines, or online, washersystems.com.
Sponsored by Indeed. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
Right now at Pizza Hut, get 50% off all menu price pizzas when you order online, because no one out-pizzas the Hut. Click for this limited time offer. Product availability, combinability of discounts, prices of participation may vary. Discount not applicable to tax, delivery charge, or driver tip. Delivery charge is not a driver tip.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app, so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper for its calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts, and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Variety, the children's charity, works to improve the lives of underprivileged, at-risk, and special needs children by gifting bikes, building inclusive playgrounds, providing support to critically ill children, and more. Join us March 3rd and 4th for the Variety Telethon, a two-day entertainment showcase that raises funds to support Variety's mission. See great musical performances and hear from the children and families that have been impacted by Variety programs. Watch live at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center or on We Are Local 5. Join Variety in supporting Iowa kids by making a donation today. Donate at VarietyIowa.com to ensure that all children have the opportunity to reach their full potential.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, actor, former football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.